Garden, a part of the local community for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
J. Grady Randolph is hiring. Specializing in flatbed hauling since 1935, JGR has deep roots in the Carolinas and proudly supports the Clemson Tigers. Start your new career today by calling 864-761-4041. J. Grady Randolph offers competitive pay and free family health care coverage. Local and regional positions available. Call 864-761-4041 or get more information online at driveforjgr.com. That's driveforjgr.com.
Ships at sea. We have lots to get to on the big program today.
And at sea is outside.
How what?
I said, and at sea is outside.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it is. You know, it's like every day. I mean, honestly, you know, it's like we're living in Washington or something. You know, like Seattle. Because it's just, it's absolutely terrible. I mean, it just like rains so much. There's a big part of my backyard now that is mud.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and when the dogs go out to trample through the mud before they get to the grass,
yeah,
you can imagine what it's like when they come back in.
Oh, yeah, a party.
You know, especially because, you know, they're enormous. So, you know, it's just, and one of them will even go out and lay there in the mud.
Lay in the mud?
Yeah, he doesn't care. You know, and basically his fur is like, you know, whitish. And he's 150 pounds.
So you have to, bathe him or put the hose on him?
There's no bathing him.
You put the hose on him?
It's just the way it is. You know, it needs to stop raining. It needs to stop raining. It would be nice if it would stop the rain at some point. You know, I never liked those "we need the rain" people. I especially don't like them now. I hate "we need the rain" guy right now.
Well, I don't think they'd be saying it now.
Texter just wrote, "Well, I went to Joe's for my birthday. The lobster ravioli was amazing with garlic knots, man." What lobster ravioli? I don't even know about that. If there's lobster ravioli on the menu now, I need to get back to Joe's immediately.
I don't even know about that.
That's a revelation to me. I was unaware of that. You want to get in 654-7627. We have so many things to get to today. Obviously, Clemson basketball, Clemson baseball, lots of football stories. I want to talk a little bit about the Pittsburgh Steelers today and their situation and what's going on with Antonio Brown. I want to talk a little bit about NCAA basketball. By the way, Ramona, shh, don't tell anybody.
Yeah, what?
Joe Lenardi, new release, has Clemson in the tournament at number 11, an 11 seed. Shh, don't tell anybody. You know, because here's the thing. When Clemson lost the other day, obviously I wasn't on yesterday, so I haven't had a chance to respond to the Louisville thing, but I've heard, you know, well, you know, maybe Clemson really isn't an NCAA tournament team, didn't look like a tournament team. They look like a tournament team to me. You go on the road and you lose by 1 point to number 19 team, you're a tournament team. You have to put 68 teams in this field. Hello, you have to put 68 teams in. This is why I've been telling you all along since the NC State loss that Clemson was going to the tournament. You know what I got the other day, Ramona? Where is this? Where did I don't know if I can find it now. There's been a lot of activity on my Twitter page today. But let me see. In any case, I wrote after the Louisville game, Ramona. After the loss to Louisville, I wrote that Clemson is still going the NCAA tournament. And, of course, you know, I got the few LOL people. LOL, just a public service announcement. On my Twitter page, LOL is a response to something funny. It is not a response to something I say. There's a reason you listen to me. There is a reason I don't call you. Here's the thing. I don't call you at night and say, can I listen to your podcast? There's presumably a reason that you listen to me. All right? So when I tell you something like that, you're either going to respond intelligently or you're gone. LOL is your instant pass out. When I say after Louisville that Clemson is still going to the NCAA tournament, stick around, and you write, LOL? You're a Clemson fan, you write LOL, bye. Bye. That is not an intelligent response. That is as stupid a thing as you can possibly say. Now, if I post something funny up there and you say LOL, well, that's okay. See, it's different. That's different. That's a different use of LOL. Different use of LOL. But the fact is, even after the losses, guess what? Nothing has changed. They're exactly where they were before the losses. And this is why I've known all along Clemson was going to the tournament. And they are. You can believe whatever you want. It's America. You're free to believe whatever you want. But Clemson's going to the NCAA tournament. Because they have to put, little secret, they have to put 68 in. They can't just say, you know what, this year they're only 48 deserving teams, so we're going to go with 48. No. There are people putting Oklahoma in. Oklahoma finally won a game the other day, but they had lost 5 in a row before that. They're 4-9 in their league. 4-9. And Lenardi at Oklahoma in. This is what you have to understand. There are 68 spots to fill. You think you're the only team that's down from, you know, 40 to 68 that's losing some games? No. Carman says, get on them, Walt. Exclamation mark. Wakey, wakey. Clemson's still in the tournament right now. Still. If the tournament started today, Clemson is in. So here's the thing. Be smarter than LOL, especially on my Twitter page. Because LOL means goodbye. That's the dumbest thing you can possibly say in response to anything. Texas capital letter says, you preach it, Walt. Here's the idea. You used to have 140 characters. You have 280. I'm fine if you disagree. Use your 280 characters wisely.
Oh, you have 280 now?
Yeah, use them wisely. Formulate some sort of legitimate argument as to why you think I'm wrong. Of course, I'm not. There's that. I'm not wrong. Haven't been wrong about it from the beginning. From NC State when they lost and the world was ending, I said Clemson's still going to the NCAA tournament. And now, after two consecutive losses, really difficult one-point losses, newsflash, Clemson's still going to the NCAA tournament. And, oh, by the way, I think they're going to win tonight. Texas says, do Gamecocks have a chance? Yeah, they do. Now, you're going to have to get really hot. You're 8-4 in league. You're 8-4 in league. That's the good part. The bad part was that OOC. The OOC you're going to have to make up for. But you have, what do you have, 6 games left? You just have to continue to win. You have to continue to play well. South Carolina has left. I wrote this down. You have Ole Miss. I don't know if I wrote this right or not, because I have Ole Miss. Oh, maybe that's at Missouri. I can't read my own notes. Then Bama. No, it's not. Maybe it's at Mississippi or Mississippi State. Ole Miss. This is how I have it written down. I have Ole Miss at Mississippi, Bama at Mizzou, at A&M, and Georgia. I mean, those are winnable games. Texas says, say it louder for the people in the back. Those are winnable games, but you're going to have to string most of those together because the OOC is still the problem. The 8-4 league record is good, though, and I think the SEC is better than people think. I personally think that, and I was asked by Fred about this on the on Twitter the other day. He asked me about dark horse teams. You know, I'm going to give you a list in the upcoming days. I'm still thinking about real dark horse teams, but I think LSU is one of those teams. They were the one that immediately came to mind for me. I mean, I think LSU is a legitimate threat to even win the whole thing. I mean, I think they're that good a basketball team. Texas, damn, that extra day off give you 24 more hours to get rage to capital letters. You know, again, I think this is still a good position. And if Clemson wins tonight, which I think they're going to, by the way, 77-70, I think Clemson's going to beat Florida State tonight. I think by the time the next one comes out, Clemson's like 8 or 9. And I think that's what's going to happen. I'll tell you why I think Clemson is going to beat Florida State tonight. And we'll get to that in a little bit. But all those things on the agenda. Meanwhile, Ramona, the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, what'd they do?
They signed Manny Machado to a 10-year, $300 million deal.
What? Good night.
Now look, here's the thing.
Why do they do 10 years? Why don't they just do like three?
Well, see that's a
long time.
Yeah, see, that's a really good point. Yeah, I mean, it's a really, really good point. There is no way on God's green earth I'm going to take a less than self-motivated athlete and give him a 10-year deal.
Oh, did they think that was going to motivate him?
Right. Remember when, we'll get to this, but you just don't give athletes who are less than self-motivated long-term deals. You just don't.
No, give them a year, say, hey, I'll give you 2 years and see how you do.
Well, apparently the White Sox thought they were going to land him, and they were offering 8 years. So 8 was the most any of the next dumbest team in Major League Baseball was the White Sox, and they were going to offer him 8. No one else was offering him 8. 8 was the max being offered by anybody else, and the San Diego Padres offered him 10 for $300 million. Now, if you watched this cat in the playoffs last year, I don't know how anybody would offer him that money. Furthermore, he never did anything to improve the status in Baltimore. He sucked. He put up numbers for a bad, crappy team, and now he's in the exact same situation. All he's done is he's moved from the East Coast to the West Coast, and he's found himself the exact same situation he was in Baltimore. This team lost 96 friggin' games last year. 96 games. Here's two things. Here's all you need to know. Here's all you need to know. One, the San Diego Padres offered him that money. All right? They're a 96-loss team. They're one of the worst organizations in Major League Baseball. Do they have a bit of a farm system? Yes. But as an organization, They're a fail.
How come all these teams have so much money if they're no good?
Well, you know, ticket prices in San Diego just went up from $2 to $20 each.
Yeah, but if they're no good, do people still go?
Well, see, that's going to be a good question. You know, they might go for a couple weeks, and then they'll be done with them. That's
some expensive hot dogs.
Yeah. That is some expensive hot dogs. This is as bad a deal as you could possibly make. And here are your two prime reasons. And all you need to know how bad a deal this is. One of the worst teams in baseball, the San Diego Padres, offered the deal. The Yankees didn't. The Red Sox didn't. None of the good teams offered. Right. None of the good teams offered. Here's a newsflash for you. This cat is not Willie Mays. All right. This dude is not Willie Mays. He does not improve your culture. He does not fundamentally improve who you are at all. At all. He makes virtually no difference. The Padres lost, you know, that old Ralph Kiner line. Remember the year Ralph Kiner, we talked about the story before. He led the National League in home runs one year. He hit like 56, whatever it was, 54. He went in to see ownership when the season was over, and he was demanding more money. And the owner of the Pirates at the time said, well, Ralph, the way I see it, we can finish last with or without you. Well, the Padres can finish last with or without Manny Machado, and they're still going to be last. They're not beating anybody in that division. Okay, so two things, all you need to know this. One, the losing franchise, 96-game losers, San Diego Padres, is the team that offered him 10 years, $300 million. That tells you all you need to know. That's one. Two, Manny Machado took it. And that tells you all you need to know about who that cat is and why you shouldn't have given him that money. You see? Because he didn't want to go play for a winner. He didn't want to go take a little less money or a little shorter deal to go play for somebody who matters and wins. All he wants is to be a rich loser. See, the biggest concern about this whole deal is the fact that Manny Machado was willing to take it, because it says everything you need to know about who he is. And that's why you will continue to suck out loud. Walt Deptula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back. Texas says, well, they'll beat Arizona, probably San Francisco, too. No, they won't. And beat either of those teams. Not a chance on God's green earth. We had basically every division in baseball right last year except the NL East. We had the whole thing right except the NL East. They're not beating anybody in that division. No. Last place. That's who they are. Last place with them, last place without them. And now, I mean, listen, again, You have a guy who had a chance to go play for a winner somewhere, and he chose to go play for a loser. It tells you all you need to know about him. He is shut down. He is effectively shut down. As soon as you give that cat $300 million for 10 years, he is shut down. We'll be back.
This Tuesday, our Tigers take the field against the Charlotte 49ers. For the first midweek game of the year, the Tigers look to start out strong, with every win being pivotal on the road to Omaha. First pitch at Doug Kingsmore Stadium is 4 p.m. with broadcast beginning 30 minutes prior, right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action from first pitch to the last out right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Lanix of Anderson.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Hurry into Bojangles for your choice of a 4-piece chicken supreme snack or a 2-piece chicken dinner with a leg and thigh for just $3.99 each. Bojangles, it's bow time.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
Mickey Baller here for another great offer from Zero Res. Now through March the 3rd, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $119. Mention my name and you'll get a hallway for free. Get ahead of the spring cleaning rush. And did you know that Zero Res cleans air ducts? If you're waking up stuffy and notice you'll get more dust more often, maybe it's time to get your air ducts clean. Call for a free estimate, 864-558-7300, or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24-7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
This is Clay, owner of Easley Lawn and Garden and your local Husqvarna dealer. Now is the ideal time to get your Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, and blowers in for preseason maintenance. While you're at it, ask about liquidation programs on last year's Husqvarna equipment, as well as upcoming deals on the new line of homeowner and commercial Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Thanks to you, Easley Lawn and Garden had its best year ever last year. As your local Husqvarna dealer, I, along with my family and staff, look forward to taking care of you for years to come. Take advantage of 0% financing while available with approved credit. See the entire lineup of Husqvarna products available at Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden, a part of the local community for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Throw, going to throw it left side. Higgins goes up, makes the grab at the 35, breaks tackles across the 25, 20, at the 15, coming right side out by the hash, the 5, dives to the end zone. Did he get in? He did!
We are WCCP, 105.5, The Roar.
Walked up to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5, where we are back. Caroline James, I'll get to you in a minute. You know, the best part of this Machado thing is, as stupid a deal as that is, and that's one of the worst deals in the history of baseball. Trust me, that deal, paying that cat, that lazy guy who we watched in the playoffs last year, not only dog it, but step on people's ankles at first base and everything else, who never met a single bit of difference in Baltimore. Never made Baltimore two games better. You paid him shutdown money. You made a lazy guy rich. How do you think that's going to turn out, San Diego? You made a lazy guy rich. And again, all you need to know about it is that this is where he chose to go. No competitive person. None. There's not a competitive person. You think for 1 second, like a guy like Derek Jeter when he was playing, if he had a choice, you think he would have gone and played for a place like San Diego? No. Nobody who wants to win would ever go to a place like that. Nobody. Nobody. The fact that he chooses to go to a place like that tells you he does not care at all about winning. And oh, by the way, that is exactly why you should not pay him $300 million. This is not hard to figure out. The fact that he chose you. See, here's what happened, San Diego. When you went to his agent and to Manny Machado and you said, man, we'll beat everybody. We'll give you 10 years, $300 million. When he said yes, you should have said, no, never mind. You should have said, wrong. We were just kidding. because if you're such a loser that you would be willing to come play for us, we don't actually want you. Because you cannot pay that guy $300 million for 10 years. You just cannot do it. That is one of the worst financial decisions. James Dolan, the New York Knicks, would be proud of that. That's one of the worst financial decisions made in professional sports in 50 years. And, you know, the best part is it may not be as bad as the one that's coming. because part two of this is Bryce Harper is still out there somewhere. I did a little math during the break just to see where we stand on this. Texas says, ask Albert Hainsworth about lazy man getting paid. Exactly, Ramona. Remember that, Ramona? Remember that? Remember how we called that?
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to bring up.
Yeah, for a number of years, I said that Albert Hainsworth was the best defensive lineman in the National Football League. And people were like, what? What? This is when he was at Tennessee. People were like, what? And then gradually, the world caught on. And everybody caught up to the fact that he was. And so people started saying that, you know, like, you know, 2 years later. But then people started saying that. They started saying, well, you know, Albert Hainsworth's the most dominant defensive lineman in football. And then, remember, I had said this frequently. And then remember, he got dealt to the Washington Redskins. They paid a lazy guy $100 million. And I came in the next day to do the show. And you remember, Rona, Washington Redskins fans were jacked up. They had heard me talk about Albert Hainsworth. They thought, man, this is the greatest thing ever. We got the best defensive lineman in college football or in pro football. And I came in and I said, worst deal of the modern era. And they were like, what, Walt? You've been telling us how great Albert Hainsworth is. I said, yeah, when he's in a contract drive, when he's motivated, you can't pay him life-changing money because now he's just shutting down. And they were like, remember, Ramona, they were like outraged. They were like, Walt, that can't be. And what did he do? From the day he got there, he shut it down. He basically quit from the day he got there. He wasn't happy with the way he was used, wasn't happy with the scheme. It wasn't any of that. It was that they paid him $100 billion to stop playing. And what he really wanted above all else was a lot of money to stop playing. And so again, the Padres, when as soon as they got any feel that Manny Machado was going to accept their offer, they should have backed right out of it. And now we have Bryce Harper. And apparently the Phillies are in the lead, probably like 95%, and I would say 5% San Francisco Giants. You know, the White Sox still feel like they were left at the altar, so maybe they'll come in and offer some even more irrational salary for Bryce Harper. So now, and by the way, Ramona, just to be clear, I'm not upset about Manny Machado getting $300 million. No. This here is America. I'm in favor of you getting as much money as you can. If there's somebody out there stupid enough to pay you more than you're worth, then by all means, take it. You know, I mean, so I don't care if the San Diego Padres pay him $1 billion. You know, I have people on my Twitter page saying, nobody's worth that. Well, they are in a free market. If somebody's willing to pay you more than you are worth, that's the nature of a free market. I don't have a problem with that. That's the way America still works, at least for now. At least for now. But here's the thing. The next team up to make a similarly stupid mistake, although at least, you know, in theory, they would be contenders. It would be like Philadelphia or the Giants to go after Bryce Harper and to pay Bryce Harper, you know, that kind of stupid money. But what you really need to ask yourselves is Bryce Harper worth that kind of money? And the answer is a resounding no. What exactly has Bryce Harper done for Washington? Washington's a way better team than Baltimore was, where Manny Machado was before L.A. What exactly has he done for them? We're going to turn Bryce Harper into a $30-plus million a year guy and give him a lifetime deal as well. Do you know what Bryce Harper's career averages are? I just did the math during the break. Bryce Harper has a career batting average of 279. Did I say 330? No. I said 279. Career batting average of 279, averaging 26 home runs a year. Oh, by the way, he had 1 year in 2015, which was an outlier, that he hit 42 home runs. You take that year out, and he's not even close to 26 home runs a year. And 74 RBIs. I got a guy who is a pain in the A, who got in fights with teammates and dogged it half the time and all that stuff, whose career averages are 279 with 26 home runs and 74 RBIs. Oh, by the way, he strikes out a million times. He does walk, but he strikes out a million times. You know, last year he struck out 169 times. He struck out 169 times last year. And he's had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seasons of over 100 strikeouts. One of them he had 99, but he only played 111 games. Basically, this guy strikes out, you know, well over 100 times. Oh, actually, it's right here. 162 game average, he strikes out 146 times a year. I got a guy whose career numbers are 279 with 26 home runs, 74 RBIs, who strikes out 146 times a year. Does that sound like a guy that you want to pay $30 million a year to? Does it? Lifetime deal, $30 million a year? Honestly, these teams that would even consider Bryce Harper or Manny Machado are just stupid. Because there is nothing in the background, in the winning ways of either of these two guys to suggest that they're beneficial to your culture. You know what they are? They're like baseball's version of Antonio Brown. That's what they are. They're baseball's version of Antonio Brown. Neither one of them help your culture at all. Neither one of them have stats that line up with any of the greats that have ever played. But we're going to pay him more than anybody who's ever lived, right? I mean, 279, 26 home runs, 74 RBIs, and strikes out 146 times a year? That's a guy who's worth $30 million? Lifetime deal? Only if you're stupid. I don't even know if those two guys help your teams at all. There's really no evidence to suggest they do. There's evidence to suggest both are damaging to your culture. Mad Mike and Easy says, so while basically you're saying Bryce Harper is Chet Lemon, in a way, he's Chet Lemon with issues. That's what I'm saying. That's pretty funny, Chet Lemon. Carolina James. James, what's going on?
What's going on, Walter?
How you doing, James?
I haven't been in, I guess, since the Super Bowl happened. Just been real busy. But, I mean, anyways, go Patriots. Let's go get number 7, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think it wasn't the Super Bowl that I was expecting, I guess. But, I mean, get the win either way. I mean, it was a defensive standout. I think it was a defensive standout. I mean, not really what anybody was expecting. The Rams only scores 3 points. The Patriots only 13. But, I mean, I was pretty impressed. So, you know, I wanted you to talk a little bit about.
By the way, James, did you see how well Larry Bird played in that championship win over the Lakers?
Well, that's all I heard was that the defense. That's all I've been hearing was that the defense just saved that game for Tom Brady. So, I mean, I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear anymore about how Tom Brady's not no good anymore. So, that's all I've been hearing. Oh, the defense just won Tom Brady that game. You're lucky that you're lucky the defense showed up because Tom Brady didn't do nothing.
You can't worry about what people say, James. It's ridiculous. That argument is long over. The only argument that's left is Brady the greatest team sport athlete of all time? And I think the evidence says he probably is.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about a little bit about the South Carolina basketball. Were you to touch a little bit on that? And you kind of already touched on the topic a little bit, saying that they'd have to get hot at the right time. But do you think that they could be a tournament team if they get hot at the right time?
Yeah. I mean, look, there's still a lot of the season to be played, and that's what people don't understand. You still have 6 games left, and then you have the tournament. So there's still plenty of time. I mean, the key for South Carolina is very similar to the key for Clemson, and that is keeping Silva on the court.
The out-of-conference schedule kind of, gets me worried a little bit.
But, yeah, I mean, well, that's an issue, but we live in a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately world. So if you play well down the stretch and your conference record is good, people will forget about what you did in the OC.
Real quick, and I'll let you go with this. I know you probably got bigger fish to fry other than college baseball, but I know it's a little early to be, going into, Omaha and all this, but from what you've seen or what you think about Clemson or South Carolina baseball, do you think both teams have a good shot to make it to Omaha, maybe make it to the tournament, maybe go on a nice little run? You think so? Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that with either team, quite honestly. I think it's way too early. A lot of young players. Clemson is heavily reliant on freshman players. And it's a long season, and I want to see how those freshmen handle a long season. So I just think it's way too early to judge any of that. You have to wait until the competition.
And South Carolina too.
Yeah, I think it's
South Carolina too.
Yeah, way too early.
All right, man. You have a good one.
Thank you, James. I think both teams are going to have obstacles to overcome. I mean, again, in Clemson's case, I watched. Much of the games, the 4 games thus far, I was really impressed with the freshman players. I think they're all going to be really good, but I also think this team is heavily reliant on freshman players. Now, I mean, you have some experience, obviously, with guys like Logan Davidson, and that's going to help, but I'm still concerned about a reliance on young players over the course of a 56-game season. And hitting a wall and that type of thing. Patrick, you'll be up first as soon as we get back. Let me tell you about Earth's Creations and Optinose. I went up and I met Donald and his whole family, wonderful people up in Traveler's Rest. I thought I was going to like a vitamin store. I went up and I saw the most amazing state-of-the-art facility. I toured it. They manufacture everything in the U.S., 40 years experience, all sorts of amazing products. I mean, the building is just endless. It's football field after football field after football. It doesn't stop. I mean, the lab, I visited the lab. The lab, I mean, you talk about, well, I guess all labs are like this to a degree, but, you have to don headgear and mouth gear and everything else. The whole place is white. It's enormous. I spoke to the scientists behind Optinose. Listen, this is an astonishing product. You've heard it. Listen, if you're somebody who's an athlete and you're interested in muscle building, you've used nitrous oxide products before, but you've never used a nitrous oxide product like this because this is genetically engineered. It works at a genetic level. Optinose is clinically proven to increase your stamina, gain lean muscle, improve your overall physique, build muscle. Your bodies naturally use only 10 to 25% of the protein we consume for muscle building. With Optinose, that figure bumps up to over 70% is used directly for muscle repair and development rather than just being used as fuel. Because Optinose is working on a genetic level, so your body is utilizing more carbs and fats for energy, stores protein directly into your muscle tissues. You want big muscles, you want to get stronger, faster, you want to have recovery time drastically reduced, so you can do it one day and come back the next day and do it again. This is Optinose. Optinose will let you work out more frequently with much less soreness. You'll be able to run further, bike further, hit the gym harder, do it again tomorrow without a second thought, increase stamina, gain lean muscle, improve your overall physique. You'll look good. You'll feel good. You'll improve recovery time. It's for men and women. It's all natural, proven safe, clinically tested. This is Optinose. Go to upstatemuscle.com, upstatemuscle.com. It's $30 a jar. You take 3 pills per day at the time of your highest protein meal. So that's it. It's go to upstatemuscle.com and get your Optidose today. Trust me, you will thank me later. And as always, check with your physician before beginning any program. Walter Petula, Road Rage, quick break. Patrick, you're up first. We get back. You can get in if you want. 654-7627.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. only on 105.5 The Roar.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takuchi Compact Equipment at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Takuchi sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
If you're looking for a great passenger car tire or great all-terrain for your truck, look no farther than Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley. Yokohama Ascend GT and the Yokohama Geolander AT G015, the Ascend GT carries a 65,000-mile limited tread life warranty with a smooth and quiet ride. The Geolander AT G015 is perfect for the highway and off-road when it's required. Give Steve's Tire and Service a call at 859-1361 or online at stscnow.com.
When Doug and Denise Zirbel opened Your Pie in Clemson, they soon realized what a great opportunity they had to give back to the community they love. They started sponsoring benefits and fundraisers to help local food banks and charities. In doing so, Your Pie franchise recognized Your Pie Clemson with the 2018 Community Engagement Award for the highest financial and personal involvement in their community. It's nice to know when you visit Your Pie, you're helping your neighbors. Your Pie Clemson, helping your community one pie at a time.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. Like our free Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the real problem, saving you time and money down the road. Want help from a pro? We can help with that too. Keep your engine running clean. Buy one STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner and get one free. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easley now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easley will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easley. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley.
Tax refunds are on their way, and we know you want to stretch your money as far as you can. At the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, we want to help. Right now, buy a brand new Beautyrest or Serta mattress for everyone in the family with discounts up to 70% off our everyday low pricing. And that's not all. Through February, receive an additional 10 to 15% off select Serta models during our Serta clearance sale. Don't miss out on these deals. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Ooh-wee, you talk about lip-smacking, finger-licking homemade fried chicken. I'm talking about the Chicken Basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Delicious fish and oysters as well, plus catering for any party. Call them now at 226-3242.
No one's better than Walt Neptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
I don't know what's going on in the world anymore.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
We are back. You want to get in, 654-7627. Texas, have it right, Ramona. Didn't Harper strike out at the home run derby contest? Next one. I hope Harper stays in the NL East so I can watch the Braves pitchers carve him up like they have for the past 5 years. That's Marty from Travers Rest. But Walt, Harper is so clutch in do-or-die situations. Oh, wait, never mind. We have no problem with an NL East team wasting their money while we win the division. Sincerely, the Atlanta Braves. Look, I think it's right. Well, what exactly has Harper done for Washington? And they're a way better team than, like, Machado's Baltimore team was. He hasn't made any impact on winning. How would he? You are some idiot franchise is about to pay this cat, who, again, 279, 26 home runs, 74 RBIs, 140 strikeouts, 146 strikeouts a year. Some team is about to make this guy a lifetime deal for $30 million a year or more. Again, you look at who he is and what he is. I'm coming to you guys on phones. This guy has, listen to his home run totals. His home run totals, 22, 20, 13, 42, the outlier, 24, 29, and 34. Now, he had 34 this year when he batted 249 and struck out 169 times. You tell me there's anything in what I just read that would make you pay that guy that kind of money. Add in the fact he's a pain in the A. What on earth? You know, at least Antonio Brown, post all-pro Hall of Fame type numbers. And the Steelers have decided he's not worth it. This guy doesn't post anything that's Hall of Fame. There's nothing in Bryce Harper's stats that says he's on a Hall of Fame pace. Nothing. Nothing. RBIs. Here are his RBIs. 59, 58, 32, 99 in the year he hit 42 home runs, the outlier season. 86, 87, and 100 last year in the year he struck out 169 times and hit 249. He has 100 RBIs once, and it was exactly 100, and it was a year that he hit 249 and struck out 169 times. And you're gonna give that guy stupid money to basically retire with the organization. Ernie says, for reference, Harper's numbers are similar to Maryland third baseman Kyle Hoosiger. Right. Right. That's exactly the point. I mean, look, I don't want to pay Machado. And there's no way on God's goodness I would have ever even considered for a second paying Machado, giving Machado a 10-year, $300 million deal. It's laughable. But I'd rather pay Machado than this guy. I don't know. I just don't get it. I do. Stupidity. People who don't have any idea. You know, Ramona, you know that little thing about that little rejoin about just ask them? You know, honesty, have we like hit every single thing all year? We hit the whole baseball season. We hit Clemson before the year. We hit the two teams in the Super Bowl before the year. Right. Didn't miss a playoff game. Picked the winner in the Super Bowl. What have we missed? Exactly. But people don't believe that Clemson go into the NCAA tournament. Stick around. Patrick and Leon. Leon wants to talk about what one thing that's on my list, the Steelers. Dan Ugla just wrote us, Ramona. Dan Ugla just wrote, but Walt, 149Ks a year is a great number. Sincerely, Dan Ugla. Patrick, what's going on there, Patrick?
Hey, how you doing, Walt?
Good, Patrick. Appreciate you getting in.
I appreciate it. Hey, I just keep thinking about it ever since I told you, man. Both of these deals are going to be like the A-Rod deals. You know, these guys are going to get paid a crap ton of money. In 3 or 4 years, they're going to wear out their welcome. They're not going to put up numbers. They're going to get traded. And then the teams that are paying them are going to wind up still having to pay because, you know, a team like the Yankees ain't gonna give them the money, you know, that they're supposed to get, you know, from the Padres or from the Phillies, and then, you know, the Phillies and the Padres are going to wind up having to kick money to the other teams to get them out of their organization. It's going to be the exact same thing, you know, just, you know, 15, 20 years apart.
Yeah. No, it's exactly right. That's exactly right. They're just they're ridiculous deals for guys that, quite honestly, are just not culture franchise changing players. They're just not. People can think they are, but they're not. I mean, I'm not making this up. This guy Harper has one, two, three, four. He has four seasons of 24 home runs or less, five of 29 home runs or less, and only two above 30. 134, 142, and the 42 was in 2015, and that is by far the outlier number. I mean, if you're evaluating him, you almost have to take that season out because he's never produced anything like that season again.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the only guy that I would pay, and I probably wouldn't even pay him that kind of money, would be Mike Trout. You know what I mean?
Yeah, somebody asked
me. The difference between Trout and those guys is Trout's not a clown like them, and he's not a problem. You know, he's a likable
guy.
You know, he's not a problem at all. But I will say this. I'm looking at his stats here. I mean, he's got, you know, strikeout numbers. He's got one year where he was 184 strikeouts.
Trout.
Yep. Yeah, career hit over 300. He's like a 307 hitter for his career.
Right. So, the liability with Trout has always been the strikeouts. There's no question about that. Yep. He's posted enormous strikeout numbers. That's 100% true. But he is a legitimate five-tool player who plays hard every game. And I'm glad you brought him up because somebody else on the text line had asked about Trout and is he similar. You know, but where the similarity lies is that as good as Trout is, and Trout is a million times better than these two cats, as good as Trout is, he's not made any difference for his team.
Nope, you're absolutely right. And that's, you know, that's kind of the problem too. But I mean, you know, if I'm going to pay one guy out of three of them, it's going to be Mike.
100%.
That's about it. But like I said, it's because he don't cause any problems, and at least he's a career 300 hitter.
Yep. 100%. So, good job, Patrick. Yep. Thank you. Good job. Let me get. I'm going right back to the phones. Before I do that, let's look at Mike Trout. All right, here's Trout. He has had a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years for Trout, and he is averaging 152 strikeouts per 162 games. That's his liability. But here are his other numbers. His home runs are, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seasons over 30. Multiple seasons over 100 RBIs, although still not great in that category. He has struck out a lot, but again, career batting average of 307. I mean, Trout is a much better player and way more consistent. And again, even Trout, you know, even Trout, when you look at it, would you want to pay Trout that kind of money? What real difference has Trout made in terms of his team's one loss record? But if I'm going to pay anybody, I'm going to pay him. I'm not paying those other two guys. I'm just not doing it. Leon.
Walt, how you doing this afternoon?
How you doing, Leon? Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, it's cold and wet and rainy out here. It's not good today, but
no,
anyway.
It's terrible, like every day.
Listen, but I got, first of all, I do want to talk about Steelers. I got a couple, one quick question for you about the Manny Machado and
here's
Mike
what we're
going to
do. I'm going to let you, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to let you ask your question, and then we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back to you, and we're going to talk about your Steelers.
Okay. Well, what I want to ask you is, all those guys right there, how many championships have they brought to the organization that they're playing for now?
Yeah.
And what are they – seems like to me they're being paid on potential and not what they've done as of now. And I'll get back with you after the break.
Yeah, that's a good point, Leon. So hold on. Yeah, I mean, again, the answer is nothing. I mean, Washington once upon a time had a run at it and elected to sit Strasburg down. You know, here's the thing. I wouldn't pay either one of these guys. I don't see anything – in their resume that indicates greatness at all. I mean, I don't think Bryce Harper's a Hall of Famer. I don't even think he's tracking as a Hall of Famer. I think he's tracking as anything close to a Hall of Famer. Let me tell you about Harry's. Look, what I love most about Harry's is the flexible soft hinge. Glides right across the contours of your face. There's never any cuts. There aren't any burns. That's a Harry's shave. There's just nothing like it on the market. Join the 10 million plus who've tried Harry's. Here's what you get. You get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Use code WALT at harrys.com. Harry's founders were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. The big company started putting things like razors that play music or vibrating heads or flex balls or handles that look like spaceships just to jack up prices. Not only that, those things mess with the ergonomics and the balance of a close, fine shave. They not only cost more, they disrupt the process. Harry's knew there was a better way. They bought the German factory that made the finest steel, rounded into the sharpest blades, and the rest is history. That's why all those big razor companies hate Harry's. Here's the best part for you. I don't know why anyone, male, female, wouldn't do this. For a limited time offer, Harry's is a special offer just for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. You get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com, use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. Tell them I say it's the way this deal works. I'll be right back.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some news.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of